Welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Metrosite, a podcast for Metrogy. I'm Beth Schultz, Metrogy's Vice President of Research and Principal Analyst, and with me today is Diane Myers, our Senior Research Director and Principal Analyst, responsible for our market forecasting and vendor rankings, and those are part of our Metrocast service. Today, we're going to be talking about our second annual top 10 ranking of CCaaS providers. So, Diane, before we get started with that specific report, just kind of walk us through the MetroRank process, just to make sure everybody's familiar with how we go about doing these rankings.
Yeah, yep. So just as at the top, this is our second year, right, doing the MetroRank report. So this is the second year we've done the CCaaS report. And this is a good question on the process because it definitely comes up in discussions around the report. So it is an absolute ranking, right? So we are ranking. We're not putting, the providers in different boxes or, you know, in different matrices. This is a 1 to 10, or sometimes we do a little bit over 10, but in this case, it's a 1 to 10. And to even get included, right? So like to figure out how are we going to look at the companies across a variety of different categories, the first number one criteria is market share, because this is a market leadership report. And market share is, you know, the leading indicator of market leadership, right? It is what we look at and what the market assumes, you know, to say if you're a leader, it's going to be based on market share. So we pull and we grab market shares from, gosh, at least 20 to 30 companies, particularly in the CCaaS market. Different markets are different ways. And then once we know who the top 10 are based on market share, then we start looking at the different criteria.
And the different criteria being what?
Yeah. So beyond market share, we look at market momentum, and that's, are you growing, right? Are your market share, your sales in a given area, how is it growing? How are you're moving relative to your peers, right? So are you growing faster than the market? Are you growing slower than the market? And we score that as market momentum. So it is looking at market share from year to year and then relative to how the overall market is growing. So are you growing? Are you declining relative to everybody else? We look at financial strength, and financial strength is always going to be different. And we're very open. We look at four different metrics. We look at liquidity. We look at solvency, which for us, solvency is a debt to equity ratio. We look at operating margins. So that kind of how efficient are you as a company? And we look at profitability. So that in all of those together come into a score that we look at considered financial strength. We look at the products. So we have a big matrix of product service capabilities in this case. And, do you have it? Do you not have it? Maybe you get it from a partner. So if you get it from a partner, you might get a little bit less score on that, on that one little piece. And some categories we rate a little bit higher if they're kind of advancing product features, right? So in the case of contact centers of service, there's basic capabilities that almost everybody has. We're going to give them a check mark, a one. If it's something that's a much kind of more advanced capability that we see kind of more coming online, then we might give that a little bit of a higher weight. And then there's two categories, customer sentiment and customer business success, that come from our large study in this space, where respondents of the study, when they say they are, who's their primary contact center as a service vendor, let's say it's NICE or Five9 or Genesys, and whoever they have indicated is their provider, we ask them a number of questions around, their satisfaction, customer satisfaction, right? And then we look at that as customer sentiment. And then we ask some other pieces around how successful their agents are, things like, customer satisfaction scores, things like that, to say, how successful is your contact center, right, across a couple different metrics, by using this platform, right? You're using this platform, and are you finding, all of these improvements in different categories, agent efficiency, things like that. And then that becomes a score. So we really look at across this area, six different pieces. Some get a little bit of a different weight, but we're creating a score. And so even though you may have a market share leadership, if you're weaker in one of these other areas, it's going to drop you down or reverse, you know, rise you up.
I do have to say, I think it's great that we do include the customer metrics in this. I think it is a real differentiator for us.
And Beth, to that point, not only is it a differentiator, but it's us going out and doing it on our study. We're not relying on a third party kind of customer ranking score, right? Because mm-hmm. there are different categories out there. And we work really hard to validate, you know, the respondents and, you know, really kind of cleanse everything up to make sure that the respondents that are coming in are truly using these services. You know, it's really hard, right? You know, so we're not relying on some kind of random, you know, like an Amazon rating of, you know, yeah. I use this customer, it's a thumbs up, thumbs down. You know, these are real customers coming in and using the different platforms.
Okay, so we got all that background. Give us a rundown of this year's MetroRank providers, rankings, highlights.
Yep. Yeah. So number one, right, the market leader in, you know, is NICE. And NICE, this is the second year in a row. NICE came out on top. They are the market share leader. So that definitely gives them a nice boost. They are financially very strong. They, you know, they receive the highest financial strength score that you can get. They have, you know, they have the product capabilities, so they rank high. They're also, you know, they're a market share leader, but they're also have above average market momentum. They don't have the highest market momentum score, but they're above average, right? So even though they're the largest, which sometimes when you get to be so large, you can't grow as fast as others that are smaller, but they're doing well in that regard. And their customers think really highly of them. Their customers are having business success or agent success, right, within their contact center. And they receive well above average customer sentiment. So NICE, second year in a row, kind of really stands out, right? So then we have, let me talk about probably the next three, right, who kind of, you know, are in this second grouping, and that is Five9, Cisco, and Genesys. Five9 was second last year also. So, you know, they continue to do really well. One of the companies that we think of as being a real pure play, born in the cloud, CCaaS provider, right? That's the history and the legacy of the company, and they continue to do well. They are the third largest company in the space in terms of market share, but they are doing really well in some other areas that gave them a little bit of a boost, particularly customer sentiment. Their customers, they were the only company that received the highest customer sentiment rating in the scorecard. The customers just really are really happy with what they're getting from Five9. Cisco is third. Cisco is a little bit lower market share, but where they really shine is, you know, as a larger company, they have the highest possible score of financial strength. They had the highest market momentum score. They're doing really, really well, especially utilizing and really leveraging their installed base of on-prem contact center clients and you know, migrating them to the cloud. The fourth company, so the three, the Five9, Cisco, and then the third is Genesys, right? So Genesys is the second largest in terms of market share. They're privately held. We get some input on financials, but not full. So that, you know, kind of is a little bit of a, you know, we don't have all the financial strength components. So that definitely brings them down a little bit in weighting. Well above market momentum average, doing really, really well. They've got all the product pieces in place. And, you know, their customers are really finding business success, right? So they have high ratings and business success. Let me just mention, let's see. So the other companies in the space, AWS, Talkdesk, Vonage, 8x8, Content Guru, and Twilio. Content Guru, I'll just highlight for a little bit because they're new to the scorecard this year. They're a new entrant. You know, they pushed some other providers off the list, but Content Guru, you know, they don't have a top five market share, but they, you know, clearly they have a top 10 market share. They're also privately held, so you know, their financial strength. You know, we did get some components. We don't have everything from that perspective. They have average market momentum. They have, you know, average product mix. And, but really for them, it's just, you know, they're one to watch, even though that, you know, they're kind of lower on the list. I think they're doing some interesting things, particularly in Europe, their home region, but even mm-hmm. some stuff here with FedRAMP and what they're pursuing here in North America. So I think they're worth pointing out.
Great. So you mentioned NICE 5.9, same position from last year. Content Guru came in, bumped on the out the lower end. Is the list kind of what you had expected? You know, did you the changes that you saw? Did they surprise you?
I mean, there was a little. I mean, AWS rose a little bit. Talkdesk rose a little bit. Those two companies had better scores in different areas, so that gave them a bump, right? So they definitely kind of rose in the rank, which is great for them. I honestly, I thought there might be a little bit more of a mixing up at the bottom, right? If that makes sense. When I say bottom, it's not really bottom, but in terms of market share. So the two companies that kind of missed just missed the mark that were in last year we did 11 because it was so close. But the two that kind of got pushed off, they're still doing great things, and that's Sprinklr and Dialpad. They just missed the cut, and so there's a lot of dynamics when I think about just the market share and where we're at. From just a market share perspective, we think about the lower half being Cisco, Vonage, Content Guru, and Twilio, and then we have Sprinklr and Dialpad kind of right in that mix. And honestly, it could change like next year, right? We could see those bottom four, five companies, six companies, if you think the two that didn't make it, really switching it up next year. And then we have a whole bunch of things. So I think the interesting thing for me is, yes, AWS and Talkdesk, they definitely did much better this year. Content Guru was new, but how is this all going to shake out in terms of market share, even just below that? And so I mentioned Dialpad and Sprinklr, but we have RingCentral new, right, with their new service coming in, and how fast they'll be able to grow, and can they catch up this year, or does it take them 2 years? The other one is Zoom. Zoom is doing really well. They also are just missing the cut, but how fast they're moving. Do they knock someone else off, right? Mm-hmm. How fast do they do? And then the big unknown is really Microsoft. And I don't think Microsoft will be large enough to really take anyone out in 2024, right? Because we'd base the market share based on the end of the year. So I don't think we'll see Microsoft in this report next year, but does Microsoft start to really shake things up? And that to me, Microsoft may be the biggest wild card of all. And how does that look in 2 years, right? And how does it shift things?
Yeah, that Microsoft has certainly been on everybody's, when is it going to make a move, and what's going to happen when it does? So it's, I'm sure a lot of people are going to be watching Microsoft over the next year or two.
Yep. Yeah, because sometimes the interesting things are happening just off of these top 10 that can really shake things up.
Yeah. Okay, so Diane, what is next for the MetroCast service?
Yeah, so... obviously this is focused on the customer experience side, right? Beth, I know that here in the next few months, you're going to be refreshing our CPaaS MetroRank. So that's also upcoming and one to watch in terms of the MetroRank piece. But we also just closed out this week the workplace collaboration MetroCast study, right? And so that will be coming, right? So that's one to watch. The MetroStars that are related to that study are actually in progress right now. They're working on that. Some other, Erwin and is working on those right now. So those will be coming really soon. And then the large study and all the results from that. And then the overarching, update refresh of the market forecasts across customer experience and workplace collaboration. Those are getting really close to getting published along with the market shares. So we got a lot coming in the next 2 months. It's kind of it's going to be a lot of deliverables coming all at once.
Needless to say, you're going to be very, very busy.
Some of it's already been in progress, right? So it's just taking it and just wrapping it all up and finishing it. So but a lot coming on, which I think some really great stuff that for people to look for.
So listeners, watch the space, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, thank you, Diane, for sharing all of that. And listeners, as always, we are happy to hear from you. Feel free to reach out to us via the contact button on the Metrogy website. And that is all for now, everybody. On behalf of the Metrogy team, goodbye till next time and take care.